This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's time now for us to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mike Lombardi. He is the North Carolina football general manager. He also wants to promote his book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. It's now in paperback. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, it's good to be back. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, so tell us about what's been building down there in Chapel Hill. You're less than a month until the opener with TCU coming to town. We know there's a lot of buzz around the program at this point. Tell us how you've assimilated to life in Chapel Hill at this point.
You know, it's been a blast. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been good. I mean, it's no different than really working in the NFL. It's, you know, you have to team build. We have a salary cap. We have to allocate dollars to the players because of the wonderful, you know, the players are going to get paid. And so it's been great. And working with Coach Belichick again is always fun for me and the coaching staff. So we're having a really good time. And, you know, we're just trying to build something here in the program that can sustain itself for a long period. This is a wonderful university.
How did that come about, you taking this job? Did Bill come, once he was hired, did he come to you and say, hey, I want you to run the program? Did you reach out to him? Did you second guess the decision based on the fact that these are college kids, you know, you're not dealing with professionals, although they're getting, some of them are getting paid like professionals, but how'd that come about?
Well, you know, we were doing a podcast together last year, so we saw each other all the time, you know, twice a week and at NFL Films. So we had a lot of conversations. And then through those conversations about, you know, there certainly always was job openings going to occur in the National Football League. And we would talk about, you know, the positives and negatives of those. And the conversation kind of went to college. And really, we both agreed college is no different than the pro right now. I mean, there's obviously challenges in terms of recruiting, but the beautiful thing about college is, you know, if you don't draft a guy that you want in the second round and, you know, a team picks them three picks before you pick, you know, sometimes you're messed up. I mean, you're never as fortunate as the Ravens, which I wrote about in my book, Football Done Right. I mean, Ozzie's sitting there waiting for Napoleon Harris, and we pick them at the Raiders, and they don't know who to pick, and they're going back and forth. They use up almost all the time, and they turned in a card for Ed Reed. And if you go back and read any of the headlines from that time, Ed Reed was viewed as a horrible pick. So, you know, you get lucky, you know, and Ozzie made a great pick. But in college football, if I don't get a four-star tight end and I have to go to the next one, there's another one coming down the street.
Yeah, how do you make that call? What makes, you know, when you have a bunch of kids that are kind of similarly rated, how do you decide which ones to go with and which ones to pass on? Is it just kind of like the first one that's willing to commit?
No, I think you have to have an order, right? It's no different than an NFL draft board. You don't take somebody who you're going to pick in the seventh ahead of somebody you would pick in the first, right? So you have to kind of play it on, and And the kids kind of know it, too. I think one of the things you see in this is you see a lot of kids that commit and then they change their commitment. Well, what the kids are doing is holding on to a commitment. They want to make sure they have a place to go.
Right.
And so they make a commitment. And then the recruiting really doesn't stop. People are still recruiting your players and you're recruiting other teams' players. The commitment is almost like a holding pattern. So you just go on to the next one. But I think you have to have an order. And that's why you have to have a pro system. You have to have a grading system. That's what we have here at University of North Carolina, just like I wrote about in my first book. If you don't have a grading system, you'll never build the kind of team you want.
Mike, I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm just kind of looking at a depth chart here online on Our Lads. And I'm sure your depth chart's different than what they have here. They don't know your program like you do, but it looks like you got about 35 or 40 transfers. Is that pretty accurate? And if it is, man, how did you get that done? And when did that start?
Well, it started when we got here on December 12th, and that was when the portal was open. But we actually have 70 new players. We missed the first window of recruiting. Mac Brown's recruiting class before he left was signed the first part of December. So we inherited those players. And then we started out embarking on signing players into the cap era once we got here in December. And that lasted through till the middle of January. And then the spring portal really is where we did most of our adjustments to our roster because we felt like, you know, when we got here, we were just trying to collect players. And in the spring portal, which was in April, we were able to team build at that point. So we were able to rebuild the offensive and defensive lines and structure the team in the way that we view how you have to win in college football, which is the same way you have to win in pro football, which is you've got to have a quarterback that can make plays and you have to have good offensive and defensive linemen. And hopefully in our spring portal, we accomplished that.
Tell me about Gio Lopez, who I don't know much about. I know he was at South Alabama before he came in. Is he number one on your depth chart right now? Is he going to be your starter?
Well, he's competing for the job, but Gio was very good at South Alabama playing for Major Applewhite. You know, he did not enter the winter portal. He had a lot of teams that were trying to see if they could get him into the winter portal. He did not go in. He's a kid from North Alabama who is – will remind you, and I'm going to date myself here, but he reminds you a lot of Steve Young, left-handed, can really run, has great rhythm, great touch to the football, and he's got dynamic leadership skills, which is something that we desperately needed here at North Carolina. Part of building a culture, part of putting a team in place is you got to have players that adhere to the culture, that adhere to what you want to accomplish. And that's what I wrote about in Gridiron Genius, and I think Gio does all those things. He's got really good arm strength, and he can run with the football well, so he can have that college element where you get a second play off of a bad play, and we're excited to work with him.
Mike, is it weird to you when you look at the ACC? Now, this is not the ACC that we grew up with. This is 18 teams. Some of the newest teams include Cal, Stanford, SMU. What's that changing landscape like with all these mega conferences with the ACC now expanding to 18 teams?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I learned being in the National Football League, especially when I was in Cleveland, you know, we were so obsessed with beating the Broncos and the great John Elway that we kind of lost our way a little bit. And I think when I would also look back, you know, back when the NFC East was dominating Washington, New York, Dallas, and Philly, they would go to Denver and just easily beat the Broncos. I mean, look at the Broncos in the Super Bowls, how they struggled to win with Dan Reeves' Super Bowl. It's one of the reasons why Dan Reeves, who is one of the few men in the world that has 200 wins counting playoffs, can't get into the Hall of Fame. Mm. It's a tragedy. I mean, Marty Schottenheimer is one of nine coaches in the National Football League, one of nine. Of over 550 head coaches who have called themselves head coaches who can't get into the Hall of Fame because he didn't win a Super Bowl, because he never got to a Super Bowl. But he's one man who's won 200 games in his life. Mm-hmm. That's a rare thing to do. And so when I was in Denver, when I was in Cleveland, we were so preoccupied with trying to beat Denver that if we would have tried to beat Washington or tried to beat Philly or tried to beat Dallas or New York, we would have easily beaten Denver because they had no problem. So I think instead of focusing on the conference, I think what you have to do is focus on what does it take to win in any conference and try to build your team that way.
All right, let's switch to the NFL here. Just kind of give me your thoughts on, you know, McLaurin obviously has been a huge topic
well,
here.
Well, they're all stories. I mean, this is the season of hold-ins. The system was built so that we didn't have hold-outs, and the players found a way, along with the clubs agreeing, to allow players to hold in, you know, so they get away from the fines. But it's all just tactical. I mean, everybody demands to be traded. Everybody wants to get traded. And you know, everybody, it's all about contracts and negotiations. And the one thing about the National Football League, different than college football, is the NFL shares all their player contract information. So you have a way. The debate that's going on out in Ashburn is not do they want to pay McLaurin, is where does McLaurin think he ranks compared to Ja'Marr Chase and some of the other receivers? And how much of the guaranteed money is he willing to take and not willing to take? I think there lies the debate is what, again, it comes back to what's the grade on the player. You know, if Chase got X and T. Higgins got Y, then what am I worth? And you have to kind of put that, and that's the conversation. To characterize this as not being close would be ridiculous. I mean, Washington knows what the market is, and so do the agents, and so they're trying to get as much as they can. It's just all it's the summer season of posturing.
Yeah, just part of the business. Same with Micah Parsons, right?
Well, it is, and the media, you know, takes bait on it all the time. You know, well, what did you see the other day? Micah Parsons wants to get traded. Seriously,
right?
I could have predicted that back in February.
Yeah,
you know, it's just part of the. You know, just go to playbook 101 on contract negotiations. Demand to be traded if you don't get what you want. Well, I mean, you're not going to get traded. You know, that's the system that you're in.
Well, can you kind of handicap the NFC East? Where do the Skins / Commanders fit in? What do you expect from Jaden?
I would say we go back to their name. I really do. I mean, I grew up a Redskin fan. They're going to go back at RFK Stadium. I mean, everybody seems to want it except for I don't know who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But that helmet's still one of the greatest helmets of all time in the National Football League. Look, everybody's more worried. I wrote about George Preston Marshall. I mean, we took away the name, the Redskins, and we keep George Preston Marshall, who clearly, if you study history of the NFL, which I wrote about in this book, Football Done Right, he set football back tremendously because of his inability to want to have racial equality within the National Football League. Mm-hmm. And he's still in the Hall of Fame. Nobody's kicked him out of the Hall of Fame. And it's proven. I mean, he was the last team to get a black player, Bobby Mitchell, on the team. Mm-hmm. And yet he's still involved in the Washington folklore, which to me is a bigger injustice, especially considering that everybody wants to have the name back.
But handicap the NFC East, can you? I know you're locked in on college.
Well, I mean,
but
I think Philly, obviously, is still going to be the team to beat. You know, they do a good job of adjusting to their season. I thought last year Howie did a wonderful job of addressing what his team needs were and fixing them. But look, I mean, Jaden Daniels has done an incredible job of what he did with Washington. It's, you know, the hardest thing to do in any sport is to go from good to great, right? Everybody can get to good. It's that next level. And typically you need to have everybody buy in and go from there. I mean, it all comes down to quarterbacking play, right? I mean, Washington has got a great one. Jalen Hurts with Barkley allows him. Now, injury will play a huge factor. But, you know, Washington, I mean, New York with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, I mean, that's going to be an interesting team to watch because those two players have not been exactly lighting it up at quarterback position in the recent years.
Just the last question on Terry. I know you got to run, too. At the end of the day, it doesn't seem like he has much leverage, right? He's not going to miss games and cost them all money. It's just like career suicide.
Well,
so
that's why he's holding in. That's why he's holding. He doesn't want to lose money.
So what do you see at the end scenario? You know, I mean, are the Skins going to budge?
No, he'll make a deal. They'll make a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At some point, you know, fear does the work of reason. You know, if I fear I'm going to lose a check, I'm more reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll happen. All right.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the time. Check out
his
book.
Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Mike.
His book in paperback now, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. That was Mike Lombardi. He is the general manager of the UNC football program. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. He will entertain the masses.
I got you.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm not to get into EB's entertainment page. We need to thank our friend Zach Kruger, who stopped by. He's a fantasy football genius. Gives us a lot of good nuggets from time to time. Brought us some donuts this morning. EB's enjoying one right now.
Can't we just like pause a little bit before we go into the EP? I'm eating this. This is a heavy ass donut. I mean, this is literally the heaviest donut I've ever.
I mean, that donut's,
it's a great donut.
That donut's got a lot of cream in
it's
the middle.
It's a Boston creamer, and I'm not kidding. It's a 5 pounder.
It looks really good.
It feels like I'm eating a dumbbell.
I just need some milk with it. I wish Zach would have brought some milk.
Well, I mean, what do you want from the guy? You want a 7-course meal?
No, I just want donuts and milk.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like, can't you just fill a little bit of cake so I can eat?
You want to vamp a little bit?
I guess you're not very good at that.
I can do. You want me to do your read for you?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. The entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at bmwoffairfax.com.
Mm-hmm.
There
you
go.
You know how I've been pondering, like, am I going to do another like X5 or whatever? Or am I going to go back maybe 5 series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, sedan.
Yeah.
I have so much grass in my car. Just from like my little push cart, I can't get a sedan.
Your shoes.
Oh, you got to get an SUV.
I got to just do another.
Yeah, it's probably your move.
Yeah, I mean, it's just seriously. I'm literally a pig. My car. I got like 6 pair of shoes in there. I'm not like Valdez. Valdez has like 27 pairs.
He's
of
got
shoes.
Like a whole golf trunk going on.
That's what I have.
Well, I rotate. I have fall and winter. I have different shoes for fall and winter than I do for summer.
Ah, okay.
How is that?
Like they're more high tops. Also, like they're easier.
The high tops you wear in the winter?
Yeah. Like I have more of my walking shoes since I walk mainly in the summer, spring. But why are you not cleaning off your push cart? Like, don't you have like
lazy
pain in the ass? I don't have time.
You don't have an air hose at Norbeck?
I'm sure they have everything.
He just doesn't think about it.
I just leave, open my trunk, and I throw it either in the back seat or I throw it on top of my clubs in the trunk.
Do you like throw it on the ground?
No.
And bounce some of the grass?
No, you think he does pants on the ground?
No. I have grass all over my car. I do. I have grass. I have smelly shoes everywhere.
Yeah, I hate that.
Do you? You need Febreze.
He's Febreze. First of all,
no, no, no. You get one of those bag. It's full of like charcoal bags.
Okay,
it's supposed to help with odors in your house and stuff like that.
All right,
get one of those and put it in your back seat and put it in your trunk.
Well, that would help with the scent. I think the scent is okay because
it's okay because you're used to it.
Yeah,
but shoes are in the trunk.
I know, but you got the sweaty shoes after walking 18, mm-hmm. permeating through the car. It's going to seep in.
The biggest problem is...
Don't you like having a clean interior?
The grass all over.
Don't you like having a clean interior?
Here's what we need to do. We need Mike Marr really to go down and do a smell test on Evie's car.
No, it doesn't smell.
Right now.
It's fine.
I don't know. It might not be fine.
He could go in there and check.
Do a grass test.
You know what I did the other day? It was wild. I can't even believe this happened. There was another X5 parked right next to mine.
Same downstairs.
It might have been a model different, but it's X5.
Yeah.
Okay. I got in the wrong car. It was parked right next to mine.
It's black.
How was it open? Most modern cars, when you walk away, they lock unless you have the key in there.
Maybe you have the same key fob.
Well, hold on. Didn't you, when you were walking to your car, didn't you unlock your car?
I don't even have to because when I get near my car,
it just unlocks.
It unlocks. And so I just
got in
the car. I sat in and I was like, this looks a little weird.
Yeah.
What's going on? It was definitely a BMW, but it was just everything was a little bit different. And then I noticed there was like a green tea or something that I don't drink. I was like, what is going on? I was in the wrong person's car.
That is weird.
How does that even happen? Like, okay, I get it. I'm stupid. But how is their car open?
Maybe their fob doesn't work.
Yeah.
Could be. Could be on the fritz.
That I was flummoxed the whole day trying to figure that out.
That is weird. So when you're walking to your car, it just automatically opens.
You're having a lot of sugar right now. You got a Mountain Dew and a big-ass Boston cream pie.
And there's a lot of sugar in my creamer. I'm 100%, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess, I'm 100% pre-diabetic.
100%. Yeah, you might be on a bullet train of the diabetes.
100%.
Hey, you don't keep your dirty socks in your car after you play golf, do you?
No, like, no, I wear them home.
He probably wears them, yeah.
Yeah. You take your socks off?
Oh, it's the first thing I want
to do. You have to.
No,
especially if you're walking around in any sort of like precip at the golf course, like it's swampy and you have wet socks is the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Of any piece of clothing that gets wet, socks are the worst.
No, I
you just keep them on.
Uh-huh. For the most part, I'd do that as well. I would just wear the flip-flops home.
Yeah.
Or keep my socks on. I can't wait to get those friggin' shoes off, though.
But if it's a really hot day and you're just sweating, it's the worst.
Not good.
Not good. I'll never get into Bickle's car after golf.
Why? You probably will not.
Honestly, I shave in my car.
I know. I knew that.
I have
fingernails.
I have toothpicks in there, dental picks.
Your car is just a breeding ground.
One of my cup holders.
You said food. Like,
one of my cup holders has my used dental picks. Mm. I grab a fistful of them every time I go to the gas station.
It's great that you're flossing, but in your car,
great way to get it done. Great way to knock it out.
The other day, I think it was either when we had Mayor Bowser in studio or Rippin. I came into work and I had just gotten off on the South Capitol, mm-hmm. and I got to a red light and I look in my rearview mirror and EB is right behind me, mm-hmm. shaving. Shaving his face,
and
man.
Tracks.
I shave while tracks. I drive. Then I have to get out of the car and shake all the hair off my chest.
This is a dirt ball.
This is a stomach curdling segment.
Honestly, I might have the filthiest car in town.
Hey, can we send Mar down and do like a sniff?
Yeah.
Seriously, let's do a sniff
test.
Like
it well.
And just take a picture of it.
I don't care. You can. The other thing
can you do like an autopsy on it? Like, see?
The other thing is I have the glue from my phone holder. Remember I told you it just melted on the windshield. So I just have a big gob of glue on my windshield.
And it's got the dirtiest Beamer in the country.
Fairfax are so lucky that you're doing this to their car.
I'm gonna have to really clean it out when I return it. I'm gonna have to really.
You need it. You need the top level detailing on that car before you turn it in.
I mean, Mark could go in there and do a deep dive. It's pretty gross.
Where is your car?
It's the bottom level. I mean, you know,
probably right next to another Beamer. Don't get in the wrong one.
It's not next to Cakes' little toy car that he drives.
It's fine.
American Eagle stock. We keep talking about it.
Stocks.
It's going up again. Another 23%. Sydney Sweeney ad I saw. And Times Square. Excuse me. Times Square. Did she do another ad? They ran some ad. It looks like a new one. I haven't seen this one. Right in the heart of Times Square. On the one of those big ass
screens. It's got to be pricey advertising real estate.
I can't remember last time that an ad campaign
got this much buzz,
got this
right?
much attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even Super Bowl ads get this much attention.
I know they're getting a lot of run. Do we know what they paid her for the ad?
Not enough.
Yeah, she should be getting more.
She should get $10 million.
Oh, she should get $100
million. But
she get equity.
Here's the thing. I don't want to hate on her. She's a beautiful girl. But there are some pictures of her where she doesn't look as hot as an. You know what I'm saying? She's a hot girl. I'm not saying she's not hot. She's a hot girl. But there are some pictures of her. Like, if you wanted to say, why is she so famous?
I think of two reasons.
What?
Left and right.
I know. You're all into the jugs. But, facially, sometimes, I don't know that she always takes a great picture.
Hmm.
And I can relate to
that. Well, I think that's part of her appeal is that you think you have a shot with her.
Because she looks like a regular girl?
Yeah, because she looks like a very hot, regular girl.
You guys joan on me for fantasizing that I'm an athlete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joan on this guy for fantasizing that he could get a girl that looks like Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, what
a bozo.
I said that's the fantasy.
There's nobody thinks that but you.
That's the fantasy, that you feel like she's approachable. She's not all...
There must be some of that out there because wasn't it in White Lotus season one that she's in that
yes.
with Alexandria Daddario?
Yes.
Where she's made to look plain Jane-ish, and then she's looking at Daddario getting into a pool and she's staring at her body oh, I wish I looked like her. Mm. There might be a little bit to what Valdez is saying.
And she's not
just playing a character.
And then she's not, what makes her so attractive is that she's not all...
Like a Kardashian.
Yeah, she doesn't have all this lip filler. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have mm-hmm. at least you don't notice injections in her cheekbones, and she looks normal.
We were at this ice cream shop in Jersey, and this lady, first of all, she had the worst back tattoo you've ever seen. It made Ben Affleck.
That's also a part of the attraction is that she's tattooless.
She's tattooless. Mm.
And that's very hard to find nowadays with younger ladies.
This lady had the back tattoo, and she was wearing she cut around her sweatshirts, and so it was going over one shoulder so you could see all the tattoos. Mm-hmm. You know, she was proud of her tattoos. Mm-hmm. And it looked like her boyfriend or husband, he had a bunch of tattoos. They probably owned a tattoo shop or something, God only knows. And they had three little kids. And then she had these enormous lips mm-hmm. that she had plumped up with whatever they're doing, they put in there, Botox, lip filler, put in there.
This was in the ice cream shop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And she looked like Octomom, but an uglier Octomom. It was,
that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Remember
Octomom,
her?
You sure? Nadia Suleiman, I think.
God, it was so gross. Anyway, meanwhile.
But that's part of her appeal, it's not just her... big boobs.
That she's all natural, looks normal.
Yeah, looks normal.
Maybe she's no Abby Labar. You know who Abby Labar is?
No.
I don't know that name.
That's the girl who hosts Quick Pitch on MLB Network that you saw.
Oh, I think she was a show. Has she been hosting that show for a long time?
I don't know for how long, but I mean for a year. She's got ridiculous legs.
Do you think they get offended that they make sure that she wears some little tight little dress with and showing her long ass legs?
She probably likes it.
Huh?
She probably loves it.
You think
she gets the ADs?
Do you think she balks? Do you think she's bitter that she has to wear she's doing a baseball show in studio and she's wearing a micro skirt?
She's wearing mini skirts.
There's a method to the madness. They know who's watching. It's 50-year-old creepy guys that like baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why all these sideline reporters are cute if not hot.
Yeah. I know. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying. Do you think they resent it? Just asking, do you think they resent
it? No, they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah. Pays the bills.
Pam Anderson. I mean, I'm sure she, you know, she's obviously famous for being hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although lately she's decided she's gone that route where she's going all natural.
She's going makeupless.
Of course, she's making the rounds. She's doing all these interviews for, what's the movie that she did?
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun,
Liam
right?
Neeson.
With Liam Neeson. Yeah. Well, I guess she did a recent appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, where she was asked to share her thoughts on Sylvester Stallone. And I guess she said that he once offered her a Porsche and a condo in exchange for being his number one girl.
Hmm.
Of course.
Porsche and a condo. That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
He offered that to her at some point, allegedly. His spokespeople, though, are saying it's completely fabricated and not true. Who do you believe? Sly or Pam Anderson?
I probably believe Pam Anderson.
I think Pam
I'm Team
Anderson.
Pam.
I'm Team Pam
I'm
on
team
this
Team Pam
one.
Here.
I'm Team Pam. That's, about these?
That's, I mean, that's kind of...
Pretty specific.
It is, but I can't think about...
What
I
was it, a Porsche?
A condo.
Oh, and a condo.
Yeah, like that's so much to give up.
You sure he didn't say a Porsche and a condom? There wasn't a missing letter on the end?
No, a condo. Oh,
okay. Condo. Okay. Just want to make sure. You have to make sure you're hearing
man,
things
she
properly.
She looks like she's 70 years old.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
Mid-50s?
Yeah, like 50-something.
She's like our age.
She looks older.
Roughly. She might be like a year older than us.
Again, that's her without makeup.
I understand that. I understand that. But that I'm just telling you she looks
Valdez
that
Valdez and I agree. We're not being duped, but this is movie promoting 101 to make you think that the lead characters are secretly in love in real life. This is what they're doing.
This is a work?
It's
is
a
that
work.
What you're saying?
I don't believe it. You're not seeing them kiss. You know, they're just, they're kind of beating around the bush on all these questions.
Okay, I hadn't
thought
about this.
They're drumming up all this marketing for the movie. It's what they always, they want you to believe that the characters are in love and on the red carpet.
They
well
want
in,
you to believe or it just
course,
happens.
Because
you don't think
makes,
onset romances happen?
I mean, I'm, it's possible, but I've seen this too many times. They always do this. They're extra touchy, extra close. And
they've
these
never
guys,
kissed?
I don't
when
think.
They were doing these interviews?
No, they have. I've seen them.
No,
on the red carpet.
They're not locking lips.
100%.
I have not seen that. They always beat around the bush and talk about how like intimate their relationship is and this closeness that they have, but they never actually say,
did he tell
yeah,
her,
we're in a relationship
together.
Did he
tell Pam to stay away from Peter at the airport when she when she lands in Europe? Hopefully he gave her that sound advice. Yes, it's a Taken reference for those that don't know. Like EB.
Here you go.
They're all on the cheek.
This right. is why, like, the Justin Baldoni thing was such a big deal, because you had these two characters, and they actually hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they, do you think they really hated each other? We saw those clips where they were all over each other.
No,
in the,
I don't
think
something went wrong. I don't know. Something went wrong in the relationship. They always, this. Just now that you know I've told you this, start
yeah.
paying attention.
All right.
The romantic movies, the couple on the red carpet, they always... They want you to think they're in love in real life.
Do they actually think that's going to make more people go see Naked Gun? I
you think
guess.
People aren't going to see Naked Gun because of all the press,
maybe.
Extra press this is getting? 100%.
I mean, it is 90% yeah. fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. All right, maybe you're right. I'm only seeing it on the cheek. Let me see. I thought I saw...
I just saw on the
kissing
cheek.
On the lips. Let me just put kissing on the lips. Hold on. Now you're bringing the show to screeching halt.
There's one where... Liam Neeson has his back to the camera.
Yeah.
And you can't really see if they're kissing on the lips or not. It's hidden.
But they're kind of leading you to believe that
yes.
they are.
Yes.
All right.
This is
know.
All a work.
I don't know.
Also, right.
If they're together in 6 months, I'll give EB $5.
And me.
Not
just EB.
Just EB. Because he's
Thank
the entertainment
you.
Guru.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm putting, let me see, a kiss. Yeah, the ones I'm seeing are. Yeah, this is what I've seen. Yeah, the one where your back is turned, you can't tell. There, it's in the New York Post.
Yeah,
6 days ago.
It's hidden.
Hmm. Maybe drives on to something.
You think it's all fake? No, dude.
Now he's gonna go down a wormhole.
Cakes.
Yeah.
You don't think they're kissing on the lips there?
I mean, it looks like they're, but maybe like Drab is saying,
it's some sort of fake Hollywood thing.
I don't know.
Look at the arms draped around. This is fake. It's a big work. It's a wrestling bit. All right. We'll see.
Drab does love wrestling. Everybody knows that.
This is so gross. Christy Brinkley, she's 71 years old, and admittedly, she looks amazing, right? She's done an interview recently, though, where she says she and her daughter, Sailor, worst name ever, she named her daughter Sailor.
Okay, it's like, not great.
Like a sailor, S-A-I-L-O-R. All right. Isn't that how you spell Sailor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about Michael Sailor, who owns all the Bitcoin.
No.
He spells it S-A-Y-L-O-R.
No, this is Sailor like
different Sailor.
A person that owns a boat.
Yes. Okay.
Sailing Better by Christopher Cross.
I like that song.
Smash hit.
She said she and her daughter Sailor, 27, that's like 44 years younger than her, matched with the same men on dating apps.
That's weird. That's bizarre.
How is that possible? Are guys
I don't know.
That big a range?
She's 71, you said?
Yes.
She should be dating dudes who are like 60 to 75, and the daughter should be dating dudes who are like 25 to like 35 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
That's the range.
So she's saying that Christy Brinkley saying she's dating 40-year-olds?
I don't know. They're just saying that they're on the same dating apps and they're matching with the same men. So they better be careful. Cakes, Britney Spears is in the news again.
Save Britney for when we come back.
Oh, we're doing a two-parter?
I mean, maybe.
What if I want to have another donut?
You're going to have another donut after eating a 5-pound donut?
That was 1,000 calories.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have a second donut.
I know, but I'm starving. I think I might.
Dude, you should have one. One of those, seriously?
They're good, I know.
It's like a 5-pound dumbbell.
All right, let me go get it.
Right. We'll do more of EB's entertainment page next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, I think the second part of the EP just got bumped. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. It's fine. A lot of those stories are evergreen. They'll resurface at some point.
Sure.
Okay. They'll get repurposed.
Did something happen? Breaking news?
No, nothing happened, but... No.
It was bit season.
I've got, it is bit season. The NFL hasn't started yet, so I mean, we're still neck deep in bit season for almost another month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the boys behind the glass came up with, I think, it's a pretty good bit.
Did they do a school project?
They did, yeah. And this would blow away probably most of my school projects that I did at the last minute, that I put on poster board. Just slap something together to try to get a decent grade. Probably better than all my science fair projects put together.
All right.
That's high praise. Let me see what you got.
Well, it's not what I've got. It's what the boys came up with.
Okay. Yeah, well, now, you're the now one again,
this is not something, this is not an original idea.
Oh, okay.
This is something that the boys lifted from our pal Glenn Clark.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. I like Glenn.
Our guy in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah.
Glenn's a radio genius, and I've known Glenn a long time, and this is one of the favorite bits that he's ever done. And he did
this every year? Or
no,
what?
No. He did it one time when there was a big story in Baltimore about a year or two ago.
Big brewing story.
With Lamar.
Yeah.
With Lamar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because Lamar requested a trade. He was holding out, whatever it was, trying to get a new deal from Baltimore.
Right.
All right. So this is Terry related.
So they had a Lamar-o-meter in Baltimore.
All right.
So now we have... the Terry-o-meter. Let's go. Here we go. Now, the Terry-o-meter is going to gauge our level of confidence for Terry playing for the Commanders.
That's the counter. That's a little like this.
Yes. Yeah. In week one.
That's the dial making the sound.
That's what the Terry pointer is. Where our confidence level in where we think Terry is going to be, if he's going to be playing for the Commanders in week one. And let us also point out,
what's the idea with the colors?
Hold on. What is
the
idea? Let me point out before we talk about the graph. All right. Look at these. Do you see these empty spaces?
Can I see the thing?
These are open for sponsors to throw their hat in the ring, so to speak.
We need a sticker put on there.
It's for whoever.
I would have bet my life he was going to say that.
Right.
It's whoever. We don't have to discriminate.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to, I mean, today's Tuesday, August, what's the date? 5th?
5th. Yeah, correct.
Where do I put the Terry-o-meter where I think he's going to be playing for the Commanders in week one?
So this is code red.
It's down here,
zero.
Then we think 0%. This is less than zero.
Yeah.
0% chance that Terry plays for the Commanders if the Terry-o-meter lands here.
All right.
Obviously, if we think he's full go for week one, it's 100%.
Yeah.
It's all the way over here.
Right.
So now with the hold-in, where would I put the Terry-o-meter in early August?
For week one?
For the Commanders in week one.
I'm keeping it right there.
I'm going to have it at 100%.
You're keeping it at 100%?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, unless there's some injury in preseason.
But what if Terry's a man of his word? Just, like, he's resolute and he's been really good with his money, and he just says, you know what? For me to really prove a point,
I don't think he's giving up game checks.
I'm going to sit out week one against the Giants.
I don't think
that would be stupid.
It doesn't happen very
often.
I don't think he's going to do that, but there's a possibility.
All right, so you're going to put it at 80%.
I'm going to put it at
like 97.
Moving off 100%, okay? Moving the Terry-o-meter off 100%, but it's still going to stay in the dark green. I'm going to put it at 85%.
Okay.
Terry plays for the Commanders in week one.
All right, where are the other guys putting the meter?
I'm right there in the green.
Matt and Mike, where are you putting the meter?
Well, this is Cakes' meter. So,
this is my baby.
I've stolen away from the boys behind the glass. The first thing we said is EB and Lurch will give it 100% no matter what.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
The Cakes is just going to fake? Like, there's a chance he's not going to play in week one?
I mean, look, we know Terry is a smart guy.
Maybe it's definitely not 90 to 100%.
Maybe Terry is saved.
Did he play week one?
Week one? The guy said out. It's happened before. Hassan Redick just did it. Le'Veon Bell's done it. Plenty of guys have done it. He requested a trade.
All those guys that do it, to regret it.
But I think the reason it's 100% is because they're going to somehow get a deal done, not because they're going to enter week one without a deal.
Well, I think either way.
That's why I'm putting it in 100%.
But go ahead. All right.
What if Terry is just the best with his money that's ever played in the NFL? Maybe he's a guy that said, you know what? I'm only going to spend my endorsement money, and I'm going to bank all of my NFL paycheck money.
He's the Jay Leno of the NFL.
Maybe he's the Jay Leno. Or who was the NBA player that did that? The kid out of Syracuse who did it a few years ago. It kind of flamed out in the NBA, but his bit was he only spent his endorsement money and he banked all his checks.
I have to go back and look.
He was like a big combo guard. Anyway, whatever. What if Terry saved all of his NFL paychecks and he's got $30 million just sitting in the bank? And he says, you know what? I'm a man of conviction. I don't need to play if I don't have a deal that I like.
Then why is he holding in, saving 50 grand a day?
He would be holding out.
Because he's fiscally responsible. Oh. That's why.
Okay. But he's going to give up game checks that are much bigger than the 50 grand.
No, he's injured.
Yeah, remember, he's on the pup list.
Oh. He can't play week one. He's got a hurt ankle.
Oh, please. He's as injured as you.
You don't think that's a possibility whatsoever?
I guess it's a possibility. I just don't believe it.
Would you bet your life right now that Terry plays week one? Your life. Eric Bickle.
Yeah, everyone thinks this is like you can just hold out or sit out. He can have a hurt ankle.
Okay, but it's not hurt.
Can say it's hurt. Do you not understand? He can just say it's hurt.
I don't think he's going to say that.
Why not? He's on the pup list.
Because he's a competitor. I think he's going to get a deal done. He's going to be playing in week one. That's what I say.
Players do it. Cam Chancellor did it a few years ago. He skipped the first two games.
All right. You know what? If you're so resolute that it's going to happen, bet me money.
Well, I've been right all summer. You guys said in May, give it a week. Done deal.
Okay.
I was saying that. I know the two people in this room who have been the most wrong about it have been Bickle and Lurch.
All right. I still believe he's going to play week one.
So you're at 100%.
Yes,
your tariometer is at 100%.
And it's not because, like I said, it's not because I don't think a deal's going to get done. If there was no deal done on week one, okay, well, obviously the chances of him playing are much lower than 100%. I think they'll get a deal done before week one.
Where's your tariometer currently, Eric Bickle?
If it's not 100, it's 99.
So you're at between 99 and 100%.
He's not stupid enough to sit out games. It's stupid to sit out games. I don't think he's going to do that. I think he wants to try to win. I actually don't think they're going to get a deal done. I think he's going to have to play on this deal, just like Jamar Chase did last year before they ever figured out a deal. Mm. I think he's going to play.
I'm at 85%.
He's already caved.
Caved by holding in, by showing up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's caving or showing you're willing to work towards a new deal. I think it could be perceived a couple different ways. I don't know if it's necessarily caving.
Are we gonna hang this where it's
I'm just gonna hold it every day during the show. Like
we gotta hang it somewhere. Do you have a location?
Actually, I think we're just gonna throw it away.
Why?
This didn't go very well. I mean, everyone just thinks everything's fine, hunky dory.
Listen, I like the bit. I think it should be.
It's garbage. We'll throw it away. I'm legit going to throw it away.
No one's
thinking any outside the box. Everything's fine.
No,
everything's
all
right.
You guys are just trying to create a controversy that does not exist yet. I think he's going to be there week one. You want me to say he's not? You want to say you're right all summer.
So you want us to say it's 20%?
I have been right all summer. You dismissed it. He requested a trade. That's where we're at. I have been right all summer.
I don't remember you being adamant. I just remember you saying...
I said this was going to be a huge problem all summer, and you guys...
I don't remember that. Find the audio where
Juan D. Rockville. He tweets me every day about what a genius I am about it.
Go find me the audio where you said this is going to be a problem all summer. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
All right, so if you believe, do you two both believe he's not going to play week one?
No, they don't believe that. They're just saying it's possible.
They're just trying to zig when we're zagging.
No, my mind can get there because there's been precedent before. That's all.
Okay.
Of course, everything's happened before, but the odds are he's going to play. The odds are not that he's not going to play. Out of all the players that have held out because of contracts, it's not an overwhelming majority that they've sat out week one.
Then why is this a storyline?
Because there's nothing else to talk about.
That's so wrong. I mean, it's just
are you
so
serious?
Wrong. It's the story of the summer. There's 1,000 reporters at Eastern Motors.
It has been the summer of Terry.
It's because he's a big name.
It is just that, listen, it's
We're just doing this for our health.
Oh. It's because McLaurin is a big name and we're close to the season.
And Terry's a nice, agreeable guy.
He's a nice guy everybody likes,
and it's kind of shocking. Listen, it is shocking that they haven't been able to come to an agreement, but we understand why, because of age and everything else. But I'm not. Yeah. I refuse to come here and just say I think he's going to miss a game. I don't think he's going to miss a game. He want me to say he's going to miss a game. I don't think he's going to miss a game.
We didn't ask you that. We asked Cakes. We already knew you'd say he's not going to miss a game. That's why it's Cakes' meter. That's why.
Okay, and I will not let you destroy it, Valdez.
So you wanted Cakes to say 40% just to make the bit better?
No, I don't care what Cakes says. I just know that he shouldn't ask you guys because you're going to say 100% no matter what.
Well, it's because do you think I'm saying that because I don't believe it? I believe it with all my heart. He's going to suit up in week one. I'll bet you money.
You said 100% he'll sign a deal. This is a non-story back in May. You said it was a non-story. You used that word.
Okay. I thought he would come to an agreement. Correct. By now. I think he's going to play week one. I'll bet you money. You want to set odds since I'm heavily favored in this? Would you like to set odds?
Sure. Just give me 8-1 odds.
8-1?
17-1 odds is what you should get for Terry's number.
What do you want
to
bet?
To work into the bet.
What do you want to bet?
So you think all four of the players holding out in the NFL are all going to play week one, 100%?
Because it's fait accompli. Micah Parsons' deal.
Trey Hendrickson, James Cook, Terry McLaurin. All four of them, 100%, are all playing week one.
I think Trey Henderson's already caved. He's going to play. I think Terry will probably play. I don't know about the other two.
All right, who knew the Terry-o-meter would be so controversial? We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.